Welcome back to the Dick Van Mike Show, everybody! Woo!
That was just so excessive.
I was holding my breath to get rid of hiccups, which I'm pretty sure are still here, haunting my fucking soul, but...
You're extra.
How are you?
I'm delightful.
How are you?
What's up?
Good.
It kind of looks like it's on an angle, but we are centered.
Yeah, it's fine.
Am I tripping, or is it on an angle you?
It looks like it's on an angle.
Like, towards you?
No, towards you, it looks for me.
Oh, so maybe it is perfect then.
Yeah, it's probably good then.
It's probably like mint.
Probably fine. Doesn't it have a fucking level on it?
It does have a little level, like right underneath the light there. See the controls?
Yeah, so it's leaning towards me a bit, technically.
I can't. Well, I mean, I'm not talking about like leaning. I'm talking about like this way.
Oh. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, shit. I gotta stop looking at that light, bro. It's fucking blinding
me. Staring into the sun. Isn't that what your parents told you when you were a kid?
And don't do it.
Don't stare into the sun. You're gonna go blind.
Yeah.
What did you just do?
I see a ring, like right.
Good lord.
Like right there, right over your face.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, bro.
That's a dick thing to do.
What's up?
Yo, saw, dude.
So obviously, this is coming out when December hits.
December 2nd.
Yeah. So I had to, you know, commemorate the month.
Yo, what do you use to cut a tree? What do you use to cut wood?
A saw, dude. It's that time of year where you're allowed to start celebrating Christmas. We were premature with the drinks last week, but I brought them back.
That wasn't a Christmas drink. It was a festive drink.
It's a Christmas drink.
It's a festive drink.
It literally
drink.
Tastes like Christmas morning. It's supposed to. Oh, come on.
Dude, it's a problem.
So I literally think if I like, yeah, I'm going to drink this on Christmas morning, like after my coffee with Bailey's.
After your coffee with Bailey's.
Yes.
You know what's fucking dope?
Yes.
No more fucking shift work for this guy.
Oh.
I actually get Christmas off.
New job.
And New Year's.
New job,
New job, dude.
I'm going to move this empty can out of the
New
way.
Job.
I don't know why we still have that here. Good stuff.
Dude.
This, you
is, excited? Like this is the first year I'm not working one of them.
Like either of the holidays, you mean?
Because they're both on weekends.
It's like a rotation and it works out. Yeah.
They're both on weekends now.
Yeah. So you actually get them off.
I actually get to enjoy
my... Christmas and New Year's are on what? Saturdays, right? Yes.
Christmas Eve is a Friday. Christmas Day is a Saturday.
It's always the exact same a week later.
Yeah. And then New Year's is... New Year's Eve is a Friday and a Saturday, which is going to be sick.
Yeah, that's good. That's proper stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have any plans yet, but I guess we got to work something out. We got to figure out what to do that day.
We'll figure it out. Are we still doing the Boxing Day festivities?
Haven't run it by the folks yet, but I think we should.
I don't know how it's going to work,
I think
though.
It's just assumed.
Because we're going to have to... I'm going to have to take some days off work then. Oh, that'll just come for the day.
Well, Monday is a holiday. And I think Tuesday is as well.
Really?
Because I think that... I don't know. My dad was telling me that like because Christmas and Boxing Day are on Saturday, Sunday, there should be a Monday, Tuesday off. Or at least a Monday for sure.
Huh. I guess I'll figure that out.
Yeah. Well, then you're good.
Then I'm good.
And if not?
We can get Boxing Day turnt and go skating recklessly.
Exactly.
I can't wait. I think
Let's
the thing
see.
I...
What year is it? 2021. Christmas holiday 2021 is Saturday. But what is like the day off? Day off. Thursday, Monday, Saturday, 9 more rows. What is this? This isn't helpful. Is it? officeholidays.com. Let's see how reliable that is.
Let me see if I can find it on the actual just calendar.
It doesn't say.
Are you sure?
Well, on your phone calendar. Well, that would be a smart move, wouldn't it?
It is not. It doesn't say anyway.
It says I have Boxing Day there like 3 times. On Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So maybe they're right.
Maybe.
And what does January say? January says New Year's.
Well, either way, New Year's Day is a Saturday, so.
Yeah. So I don't know. So we'll work it out. We'll have our regular Boxing Day festivities.
Thing I look forward to the most? Hotboxing the sauna. That's the best part.
Yeah. I mean, a good little drink and other substances around the lake when the stars are like bright and shining is like next level.
And when you can't fall in and die.
Yeah. It's, oh man, lake walks in the winter, like just walking on the ice there because it's like 2 feet thick, so you're good.
Does it actually get thick enough though?
Oh,
even
yeah,
towards
yeah.
the middle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so what my dad does every year, my dad's like super safe about
no,
it.
No, I know he is. That's
he
why
goes
I'm
with
saying.
This like 2 foot long drill bit.
Okay.
And he literally like walks out like, I don't know, 20 feet or whatever, drills down.
And see,
and
text.
Like, and as soon as like he stops drilling as soon as the water comes out.
Yeah.
So like he'll like mark the drill bit, pull it out, and he'll see like, oh, it's like 6 inches or whatever. Like,
okay.
In some cases, it's 2 feet. Like, it really depends on how good cold has been. But, like, I think last year, it was, like, a good, like, 2 feet. We had to chainsaw, like, the square out of the ice.
For the ice fishing?
For, like, jumping in.
Oh, yeah, you guys. I remember that, watching our brothers do it. They hoisted each other in, like.
Yeah. We did that. Well, we do it every year on like the Boxing Day, like as like a, you know, midwinter. Yeah. Like, it's so refreshing after you go from the sauna that. But yeah, we have like carpets around it.
That's
and
how
like
you get
we
shocked.
Have like a team there. So like, and we never do it in like the deep water. Like, so if wherever you go in, you can touch your feet on the bottom.
Okay. That's
that way, like nothing, like, it's not absolutely the safest thing in the world. You can't mess it up. So like, you just have this 2 foot by 2 foot square in the ice. You hop in, your boys are all around you, ready to grab your arms. Like,
yeah.
Usually you don't want to go under, but sometimes I like to get my head under and just get that full, like that full shock effect.
You could literally send your body into shock.
Like after you go into the sauna, your core is so warm that it doesn't even affect you. Like I could jump in after going to the sauna, get out and like still have a drink and it's like then go back after the drink.
What a lot of people don't actually understand is if you have hypothermia, and you pick them up out of the water and throw them into a hot bath, you can kill them.
Well, in this case, like, again, like, when you're in the sauna, like, you actually, like, heat up so much. So, just so you know, these two I just put in there. So, these are the cold ones.
Okay. So, are we getting two
like,
each again?
You get your core so warm, like, when you're in the sauna, that when you get out, even, like, you could even go out of the sauna and, like, jump into the snow. That might shock you a little bit, but, like, it won't hurt you or nothing. You're good. Yeah. So.
Two each again?
Yeah, bro.
So Captain Dick brought his whole melange of cutting utensils and fruits.
It's all good, bro. Yeah, I got my apple in there. I got my cutting board. I got my simonin.
Simonin. Okay, while you're preparing that, why don't I tell you a funny story involving wops that's going to make you very happy.
Go for it.
All right. So, around our area... I don't know if I should name drop the bakery because it's very easy to track us. But there's that Italian bakery that everybody
knows.
What
you're talking about.
Yeah. So my dad's in there getting some stuff, getting some Italian stuff. All right. And he picks up a whole bag of, you're not going to know what these are either, but they're called taralli. Okay.
I love when Italians say Italian words. You got to like put so much emphasis on it.
Because it's
like,
an Italian word.
I know, but it's just like so like excessive. Anyways, what is that?
You've probably seen them. They're like those breadstick twist things with like fennel seeds or like chili pepper in them, right? Like, you know exactly what they are, right?
Yep.
So my dad got a nice big bag of those.
Like, okay.
Because they're good to snack on, right? They're nice with like anything.
Sure.
You dip them in soup. You freaking just eat them like that. You put them with a piece of salami. Like, you do whatever you want with them.
Yep.
So he's got a bag of them and he's going to the cash register and he's paying for them, whatever. The lady behind him goes, "Oh my God, where did that man get that bag of cookies?"
to the cash guy.
And the guy at the cash looked at him and goes, "Cookies? Those are taralli. They're in the back with the bread."
Like the full hand gestures.
And this is my dad telling me the story, and he's like, "Yeah." He goes, "He looked at her, and he goes, 'That's taralli. They're in the back with the bread.'" I figured you'd like that. Come on.
So excessive, man.
It's funny, though.
Every time you're Remy's like that, too. Every time I say something, like, with whitewashed, you guys both have to, like, fix it, basically, right on the spot. You're just like, like, babada boopy. And I'm like, okay, it's babada boopy.
You make everything babada boopy.
I know. Hey, Peter, just because you have a mustache doesn't mean you can speak Italian. It's okay, Brian. I got this.
I mean, the whole time, too, if you understand Italian, that baker is like screaming at him like, "You're a fucking moron. Like, what are you doing here? Get out of my store."
Yeah, I don't understand Italian, but I think it's like decently. It's decently vulgar, right?
It's pretty like it's like normal Family Guy vulgar. It's not like F-bombs shit, but
so
it's calling him a dumbass and stuff. Yeah, like,
yeah, okay.
He's still calling him an idiot.
Well, that one broke real easy. There we go.
Yeah, I made these for the girlfriend, and she decided afterwards that she was going to chew on the cinnamon sticks.
That's not really I don't think that's a good idea.
It's not, but she did it. You didn't bring your little bow tie stir stick this time?
No, I forgot
that.
I know
what I'm going to do.
I was in a bit of a rush. I already stirred it. Don't worry about it.
I got to get all the way in there. Get that cinnamon mixed in.
Well, you don't have to. It flavors the whole thing like crazy. Because then you get like...
Would you like to stir with a
knife? Well, I'll just get that little lump of it off the top of my apple there.
I got a little spillage whenever I'll use my hand.
Here, and use the paper towel. Anyways, yeah, this is good shit.
Cheers, bitch.
This is proper stuff right
Thank
here.
Thank you, sir. We're not hitting it because we're not shooting it.
Yeah, we could, but it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's good shit.
Still haven't thought of a name. I'm not using your name, but my family keeps
asking
what the name
is. Dude, my name
is
the funniest thing.
What was
thing?
It?
Dick the Halls.
Dick the Halls. I'll put a focus group together.
Come on.
And I'll...
That's so funny.
I'll see what the outcome is, but yo, that's so good, eh? It's so tasty.
Or you could call it, because of the cinnamon sticks, you call it Dick Sticks.
No, we're not doing that either. For those that didn't chime in last week or don't know what we're drinking,
call it Jingle Juice.
You're getting somewhere, and I'll like go with that for now.
Jingle Juice is good. That's a
placeholder. So this drink is the Crown Royal Salted Caramel that comes out every year around Christmas. and then you got ginger ale. And you got some apple slices cut very thin, and then cinnamon.
That's
and
product placement.
We put cinnamon sticks in there because it's a garnish, but it does the same thing. Crown. So you don't need a lot of cinnamon in there. Just the cinnamon sticks are good enough, or the cinnamon's good enough. But if you cut back on the cinnamon, the sticks are a nice little pretty garnish.
Crown Royal, when you're too broke for anything else.
Really? Yeah, we're not sponsored at all, obviously. You don't need to be sponsored
if we,
by
if
it.
There
Stop
was a,
wiping it. Just use the paper towel.
If there was any hope, it's gone now.
Oh, I know, but like you keep spilling, bro.
Put
your drink on it. Look, you got a little...
Well, somebody's a shit pourer then.
No, it wasn't me. You're the one stirring it like a wild man. Anyways, how you doing this holiday season?
So far, so good, man. I got a new job. I'm happy. I get to actually spend Christmas with my family this year. New job is actually good. It's the first time I've had my own desk.
Yeah?
I have my own desk.
By yourself.
With a window.
Oh, you have a window.
I have a fucking window.
You're not like in a dungeon
no.
anymore.
No. I got the corner desk, so it's bigger.
Okay.
Got my own space. First one out of there, obviously. If there's a fire, right? Throw
sure.
everybody up behind you and run.
Sure.
It's good, though. I got my computer. I got a phone. I got my email set up. Everything's good.
Good. Congratulations.
Wore my
on
bougie
that.
Clothes.
Yes, because now you got to be fancy in the professional world.
I got half fancy.
Honestly, not a complaint. I was even saying to my boss, I was like, I would dress fancy if I wasn't working in the warehouse all the time.
Well, that's the whole thing with us is like we are in the warehouse often because we're the maintenance. We're MRO department, which is maintenance, repairs, operations.
Got it.
So we handle all the customer complaints or repairs or returns or something like that, right? Or
right.
quotes. So we're in the warehouse often. So we got to wear business casual, but with steel toes. So until I'm able to go get those like slip on, like the ones that look like dress shoes, I have to wear my big ass boots. So I'm in there and I walked in there too and I was completely fucking overdressed, obviously. They told me like, the email that they sent me says business casual will do for the time being. So I'm going like, all right, so I'm going to get a little bit more dressed up because obviously it's going to go up a little bit.
Yeah. So they
walk
say.
In there. Everybody's wearing fucking jeans and a t-shirt, windbreakers and stuff. And I come in there. I got the nice dress
was
shirt
this
on.
Today or at a
on today.
F- or Friday?
Today.
Okay.
Friday I was still at the old job. That was my last day there. And then today I started at the new one.
And you were overdressed.
Yeah.
I keep it up.
Fuck, I like it. I look,
keep it up.
I don't like wearing it for prolonged periods of time, but I like looking dapper, man. I walked in there. I got a bunch of new belts from Winners, man. I love Winners. I got a Michael Kors belt for $12.
Not bad.
Dude, it's dope.
That's a high brand, right? And that's like a good
Michael
brand.
Michael Kors, yeah, it's designer. I got that and a Perry Ellis belt as
Never
well.
Even heard of that brand.
Another designer. That's good.
Oh, wow.
Bougie
as fuck.
I got two designer belts and a pack of designer dress socks for $70 at Winners.
Sure. I mean, I don't know if that's good or not. Like, I'm a budget shopper myself.
The belts were $70 each.
Like retail?
Regular, yeah. But at Winners, they were $12.
Right.
It's Winners. I love Winners.
Not
I get
bad.
Everything at Winners.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good place to shop.
It's awesome.
Like, there's nothing to complain
there's
about.
There's a sponsor for us.
Yeah,
hit us
really.
Up, Winners.
Yeah, we'll just advertise to, like, 20 people and that already shop there.
Yeah. Like, everybody shops at Winners.
Why not? It's literally brand name for less, bro.
Man, everything.
How can you go wrong?
Everything
with that?
I buy is either Winners or fucking thrift shop.
Like Plato's Closet or like Value Village?
Both.
Both?
All of the above.
My brother's really good at shopping at Value Village, bro. Like, I guess like crazy shit there.
That Italian jacket I have, I found at Value Village. I mean, yeah, it's for the Italian NBA team, which doesn't exist, but it's still fucking an Italian Adidas jersey. It's not Adidas, obviously. It doesn't. What NBA team is Team Italy?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It says Italy and then NBA. There's the NBA badge.
I wonder if that's
badge.
Like some knockoff thing that someone thought was cool or like probably not real Adidas or something.
Unless it's the Olympic basketball team, but either way, they're it's.
But NBA is not Olympic.
I know.
So, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Someone fucked up.
I have a WAP jacket. I got it for $4. I don't care. I got Aldo dress shoes for $4.
Wow.
Yeah.
$4 for shoes.
Yeah, man. I'm
Are
telling
they even
you.
Comfortable?
Yeah, they're dope. They're Aldo.
I don't know what that means, bro. I don't know name brands.
It's a good dress shoe. It's a good place to get dress shoes.
I was even telling my boss like today when it comes to like the marketing of stuff, like I'm like I never market to myself because after going to school for it, I realize how stupid all of this stuff is. Like it all comes from the same factories like in China. So I just don't know name brands anymore. I've lost track. I know Gucci. Because it's got a big gold G on it.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it?
No.
Oh. Okay, so I made that up.
Gucci's the red and green that you see.
Yeah, like the red and green stripes. But it's got like on the purses, there's like a big gold G on parts of it.
Oh, I mean on the purses, yeah, I guess. The buckles.
I don't know the clothes.
The buckle on the flap is a G or something. I don't fucking
I remember
know,
I was
man.
Looking up some stuff like on like AliExpress or something. And I like kind of like for humor reasons looked up like Louis Vuitton or Gucci purses.
Yeah, so
it's
many.
The exact same purse without that gold G on it. Or like the Louis Vuitton stuff is like the same patterns without the little LV in the pattern.
No, if you look, it's an LV, but it's different.
Like probably.
It was a slight difference. Like they're just
like
spaced out.
Basically, it's all the exact same thing.
It is.
It's the exact same thing.
It's probably made in the same fucking factory too. It's just like, this one's a little fucked. Sell it as a knockoff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's sleeping a lot these days.
Maybe your timer's off.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not worried about it. I only use this laptop now for this, and like sometimes I'm on the go. Like when I was a BC, I used it a little bit, but like not that much.
Yeah, I like my Mac for certain things, and other things it's just not good at.
Yeah, never since I built the PC, it's been like why
bother?
Yeah, like it'd probably be smart for me to set up like a desk outside of my bedroom that was like just a blank table
that's
with my laptop, and just like call it there like as a clean like.
That's what I
calm-minded
got.
Calm-minded workspace.
I got my nice gaming PC desk in my bedroom. Yep. And then outside the bedroom, I got another desk with my printer and my Mac and the recording shit, like my little MIDI keyboard and stuff. It's dope, dude.
And then that's it?
It's dope, dog. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, clean setup.
Yeah,
clean
man.
Clean setups are nice.
Clean setup. I did all the cable management because the first thing you did when you came to see my PC when it was built is like, cables look like shit. Like, thanks, bud. What do you think of the actual fucking computer, you dick?
Computer was great. I helped you build it. But it was, you know, I'm getting big on it. Like, even my cable management's kind of off. So I got to go and I'm going to get one of those, like, trays that clip onto the back of your desk.
And you can just run them like a canal?
Yeah, basically. And all of it's going to go in there. The only thing I have to figure out is, like, how to hide the excessive amount. Because my PC can't fit on my desk. And I can't, like mount a bracket or anything to it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like, on a little stand beside my desk.
Well, I mean, if you run it down the leg and then into the back of the computer.
I don't think some of the cables will be long enough to reach the computer, like, to the monitors.
Gotcha.
So I got to, like, make it, like, I'm going to get, like, that, you know, like, that spiral conduit shit?
Why don't you just do Bluetooth HDMI?
Yeah, sure. I'll go get that tomorrow.
Just clip the ends and plug the ends in and
it works. Yeah, yeah. Don't take tech advice from us.
Splice it from that Bluetooth adapter you have for the PA system.
Yeah, okay. Same technology. But I definitely got to like get that, you know, that spiral conduit shit when you like you wrap it around all your cables.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it holds them all together. I'm going to get one of those and then try and hide them all that way.
Yeah. I was going to do all that stuff and then I just decided to get those giant like booklet clips.
Mm.
And just fed them
to the back
to
of the
thing
desk.
And just to the back of the desk and it just holds
that's
them
actually
all
not
in,
a
like,
bad
a
idea
thing.
That's a pretty budget friendly idea.
That's it. And I had them already, so I was like,
oh smart, maybe
what
I should
am
do
I gonna
that.
Use those for
yeah nothing else.
It's not like I need to clip 900 pages anytime soon, so.
Yeah, right. Who prints paper anyways,
even at work? That's why I didn't start the formal training on all those computer programs that they use and all that stuff, because they're all switching over to a completely paperless system.
Yeah.
So he's like, there's no point in me training you on this because it's going to be redundant in a week. He goes, so we'll train you on the new one when it's there.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's it. Makes paperless. Sense.
Paperless is pretty good. There's sometimes I still think you kind of need it. Like at work, I need to print out like the orders and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just.
Well, that's why I'm saying all of our orders are going to be all digital now.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. Those Germans are resourceful fellas.
And you can't lose it.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's pretty hard to lose not paper.
Those Germans are resourceful little fellas.
Remember when, it's a funny story, when you came to my cottage with our buddy with a truck?
Yeah.
And
we got super lost.
You guys got super lost. And I was like so mad. Not that you guys were like late or anything. I was mad at Buddy because of his stubbornness with technology. And when he got there and I asked him what his deal was, he's like, well, the map, I couldn't read the map.
I'm just interrupting you for just a second. Just to put it in perspective, it's like a 2.5 hour drive, and it took us almost 6 hours to get there.
It took you guys about 4 hours.
It took us longer than four hours. It took
about 4 hours.
Okay, so almost double.
It was like a little bit under double, and like you guys went the wrong way and everything. And like,
anyways. And I remember that was your only instruction. Your only instruction was
like, which go highway? North
on the 400. Do not continue on 400. Take 11. No,
it was the exact opposite of that.
Take the 400, not 11. Anyways,
doesn't matter. Yeah, that doesn't matter. When you guys got there, I said to him like, dude, how'd you get lost? And he's like, oh, I guess I misread the map. And I'm like, the map? What about your GPS? He's
fucking
like,
guy.
He fucking says to me, he goes, last time I checked, paper maps didn't run out of power. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
fucking guy pulled over every 40 kilometers and checked the map.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe he actually said that to me. And I was like, listen, I get it. Like, you're not wrong. Like, he wasn't wrong.
No, it's not. Yeah.
He's absolutely 100% correct. It's
a little bit of logic. It's good to have a paper map.
Yeah. Keep the Ontario map.
Keep it.
In your, like,
nobody's
passenger
telling you
door pocket
nobody's
thing.
Telling you to throw it out.
But, like,
when
your
you
GPS,
have power,
yeah.
Use the fucking power.
You have power, service, and you have a charger to, like, your truck so you can charge your phone while you, like...
It's like a guy in a modern war right now running out into the battlefield with a sword and going, turn around going, last time I checked, swords don't run out of bullets. It's like, no, but you're going to get fucking shot in the face.
Yeah, it's not, just like, I got so mad at that because we're all sitting around like waiting for you guys. And it wasn't like we were like impatiently waiting. It wasn't like you were holding up our day or anything, but I kept like checking my watch and my phone. I was like, where are these guys? Like, where the fuck are they?
Yeah.
Like, well, what's taking so long?
And you kept texting me, and where are you? And I go, I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. We're in Huntsville. And you went, what? Why are you in Huntsville?
Yeah, it wasn't your finest hour. Yeah, his finest hour.
We were here. We started here. We were supposed to end up here.
You're supposed to end up, like, here. Yeah. You ended up over there.
We ended
there.
Up over, like, in the Canada flag. And then had to drive all the way across.
I think you guys tried to get to Ottawa or something.
I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what he was doing, but it didn't work. But we got there eventually, and we drank, and it was good time.
So, yeah, sometimes paperless might be a good idea.
Yeah. I think that was the first Boxing Day festivity kind of thing.
No, I think it was a summertime thing. I don't think it was Boxing Day.
Was that
Day.
Summer?
Yeah, I don't think it was winter.
Oh.
Because I think I've always, like... I probably would have had that organized a bit better.
My parents were so fucking nervous that trip. It's like the first time I was coming up to your cottage without them or going anywhere. And then a fucking white pickup with bullhorns mounted on the front of it pulls into the driveway. And they're like, Jesus Christ.
Well, it didn't have bullhorns, but basically
no,
he
had
bullhorns. Did he?
He has bullhorns mounted on the inside of his dash. Yes, he did.
Oh, maybe he did at the time. I don't remember
them,
though.
Yeah, he did. No, it wasn't. He had a raccoon tail on his keychain.
Oh, yeah.
That's
he had
what
that.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of guys had that, though. But yeah, and it was like...
The damn Rakens.
Rakens. Trash pandas.
The Coyotes and Rakens.
You remember, is it Guardians of the Galaxy? When he calls Rocket a trash panda and like Rocket isn't from Earth, so he's like, I don't understand it. Is that a joke or what? And they're like, yeah. that's a derogatory insult.
Yeah. Trash panda.
That was like kind of racism towards
a little
Rocket.
Bit. Just a little bit, but it's fine. That's the future of raccoon people.
Yeah, really. Cool. So
that's Gucci. Got?
Oh wow. I know that. There's a Gucci movie coming out.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, it's
about like the guy?
About some chick or something. I don't care enough, but I saw the trailer and it's like it just looks like this drama and I don't think it's gonna do well, but don't know. People will do anything for Gucci, so I'm sure it's them just doing an experiment.
Yeah, like, probably.
Oh, people buy our purses when they go on, like when they are up on the website and they buy sell out in a minute. So maybe they'll just go see this movie for no reason.
Why not? I'm waiting for Avatar, the live fucking action one.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of good good support. The voice actor who originally played Uncle Iroh is like praising the guys for casting Kim's convenience buddy. Guy, yeah. They're like, oh, he was a really good choice. So that's good news.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing too. And I saw a funny meme about it. And it was there was two frames. It was like people when they see that a live action Avatar is coming out and it's like excitement. And then it's the bottom is... overwhelming feeling that it won't meet expectations,
right?
Because of how shit the movie was.
Yeah, I'm like, I am nervous about that, but Netflix does a pretty good job.
Netflix series are good, and that's why they're in such high debt, because they spend so much money on their shit and they make it really well.
Yeah,
and then hope that they make
well are
it
they
bad.
In debt though.
The last that I heard in like I think 2019 they were like quite a bit in debt,
quite hurting.
Yeah.
Oh, that surprises me.
That's probably why they upped the membership like $2.
What is it now? Like $12 a month or something?
So yeah, it's like $11.99 or something or $13.99 for the top one or something like that for the HD and all that shit. Which is still honestly not that fucking bad, because what are you paying a month in cable?
I don't know. Cable plans really range.
Yeah.
Because now what they do is because so many people are getting like it's obviously people got rid of their home phones. Most
basic
people do that.
And you add channels, right?
Like from my personal experience, like when we got rid of our personal, like our home phone,
yeah,
the company was like trying to sell us on also getting a home phone to make our plan cheaper than without having a home phone.
Yeah,
which is in everyone's mind backwards, but they're so desperate to keep people with all the services.
Well, nobody needs a fucking home phone anymore.
No, but also like the argument can be made about cable. So I'd say probably in a few years, like cable's going to be is like fading out as much as like home phones were like 10 years ago. So now what they're doing is they price their plans based on the internet service.
Yeah.
And then from there, like the cable service is cheap. So like, I think it's Rogers.
Yeah.
Or I think Bell does it too. I think they both do this now. Their entire package, there's no, you know, the cable, like the actual TV cable that comes from the road to your house. They don't use that anymore.
Yeah.
It's digital. It's directly through your Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So you're like the brand new boxes from the big companies.
It's a router and cable.
So they give you a router and then they give you a cable box. The cable box only goes HDMI and power. That's it. Those are the only inputs. Oh, wow. Maybe audio as well, but there's no cable
input. HDMI is audio.
Right. So there's no actual cable input because it's connected to your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's pretty
wicked.
So like
with Bell, I can watch, as long as I'm on my home Wi-Fi, I can actually watch Bell's like cable on my phone.
Oh,
I can cast it to any of my TVs. You only need one box.
Yeah.
And there's like that's not like a loophole or anything. They just say like how many boxes do you need? Because if you have all Chromecasts, you don't even need the main box.
No, I know. That's the whole thing is phone. If you get like a smart TV, like I have a Roku, which is like a pretty big brand in the smart TV world. And there's like you can live stream the news from it. Like you can watch news, you can get weather. There's certain channels that are available, and then you have like all the streaming services.
Yeah.
So you don't even need
it. Yeah, those things are pretty good. That's why I like the Chromecast, because as long as I have the app on my phone or as long as I have an account logged in on my Google account, I can just play whatever I want, wherever I want in my house. Like it doesn't matter what speaker I'm on, what TV I'm on. It all works. I actually was talking about this with someone the other day. I'm really surprised that there's no one out there who like brokers streaming services. Like if you thought about it, right? Like everyone uses streaming services now. Or for the most part, most people do. Like a majority of people that have like technology in their house use streaming services.
Yeah.
So there should be a way that someone could go to each of the companies and say, listen, I want to offer a package to people that has Disney, Amazon, Netflix, Crave, and like some other bullshit.
All of them. Yeah.
But you have to reduce your rates. And then I think a lot more people.
Yeah, we'd have to give a deal kind of thing.
I think a lot more people would just drop cable and then go for that.
Well, obviously,
like
absolutely.
What's, what we say Netflix was like, it's like $12 a month.
About.
So if they could offer it for like $8 or $9, or even like $10, and then you have all of them that go down like $2 or $3 each, and you're saving like a good $10.
So you're paying
$15.
Like a cable price, but you just get all the streaming services.
Done.
I mean, yeah, but at that point, you might as well get
like,
cable.
No, because like you wouldn't.
I guess
you drop cable because then you have more options.
Yeah.
The only thing is you need to, like, you would maybe be a season behind on some shows, but, like, I don't use TV at all.
No, I haven't watched, we haven't had cable in a long time.
The only time I watch TV is when, like, the big sporting events are on, like, the Stanley Cup Final, or, like, I watch F1 races now, so, like, if I, those are on the cable, I'll watch those.
Yeah, but you can go on
or, Reddit. Like, World Cup, but, again, the final.
You can go on Reddit and find streams for all of those.
Yeah, but that's, like, illegal stuff. I'm talking about keeping it legal. If you wanted to keep it legit.
Keep it legit.
But then, like, again, talking about the streaming services idea of brokering that, like, F1, Formula One has their own streaming services.
Really?
All sports have their own streaming services. Yeah, there's F1 TV. It's an app. So you can literally, like... Like, I have it on, I'm on a free trial for it right now, because I think it might be worth it. But you get everything. You get all the practice races, you get all the qualifying races, you get all the background interviews, you get, like, time in the shops, you get, like, full, like, interviews with people, you get the full schedule, you get all the standings, like, it's a pretty handy app.
That's pretty dope.
World Rally Championship has the same thing, all the sports wow. have the same thing, like, there's...
Yeah, I know you get TSN and all that stuff,
like,
right?
TSN, like, whatever it's called, Plus or whatever, some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that shit. ESPN Plus or whatever. Like, all that shit's got it.
ESPN actually has a dedicated esports server now. Mm-hmm. Like, an esports page.
That was, like, what, last year they did that?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
It's nuts, the fact that it's gotten to that.
Well, esports are huge, man. I remember you telling me, like, what League of Legends Championship, like, the winning team won, like, $10 million or something.
It's,
for like, the five of them.
It's $10 million US for the winning team. So,
yeah, that's five people on a team.
Yeah,
you each walk away with like $2 million US. Like,
what about the that one like done. The 14-year-old kid that won $2.1 million at the Fortnite championship?
That's insane.
14 years old, he won $2.1 million US.
Fuck, man! Like,
dude, he's gonna have the best fucking Fortnite computer.
Like, maybe I should start playing Fortnite, right?
No,
like,
don't ever play Fortnite.
No, I don't like it. But
nobody likes Fortnite. They just play it because it's clout.
I guess so. But like, that's insane.
It is.
Like, just like the amount of money that goes in esports, I can't even believe it. I guess it's such an easy thing to sponsor, I guess.
Well, because of the viewership. Like, people don't realize that how many people actually fucking watch it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the numbers are.
Okay, let me.
But like, there's like there's millions of people watching Twitch streamers all day long, every day. Like, that's why they started putting ads on certain people, like, and, like, a lot of people get sponsored to do their Twitch streams because there's just so many people watching at all times.
The 2021, all right, the 2021 mm-hmm. League of Legends World Championship had an average minute audience of 30.6 million
people. What is the, 30.6? What is, like, the Super Bowl get? Just out of curiosity.
And the peak concurrent viewers for this year's World Championship was 73.8 million viewers.
73.8?
Which is a 60% increase over 2020. It's increasing 60% a year at this point.
Okay. Let's see what the Super Bowl viewership in 2021 was. Wow.
What?
Guess. Based on that number, guess.
7 million.
No, it's really high. How much did you say that was?
73.8.
73.8 million viewers for the League of Legends championship.
Yeah.
That's just League of Legends.
That's just League of Legends.
Okay.
And that's just the finals.
So 70,
that's just the finals.
73.8.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 2021. 96.4 million.
You're getting,
like,
almost
they're
Super
actually
Bowl numbers.
Close.
They're getting Super Bowl numbers almost, yeah. That's online only. That's not live. Is that
oh,
total?
I will say this is apparently it's the lowest watched Super Bowl since 2007. But the fact that they were like only 20 million off.
Is that live included though?
It says
is that
the
in
NFL's
person?
2021 Super Bowl attracted 96.4 million viewers. It's the lowest watched Super Bowl since 2007. I'm assuming that's both in person and like on TV. The only difference is I think it's harder to gauge like how many people are sitting in bars watching it. I don't know when this was, if there was a lockdown or not. But usually it goes over 100 million. But, I mean, that's still pretty close.
Dude, that's...
Considering like the Super Bowl's on its like 46, 47th? What's
the
Super
fact
Bowl was it?
It's Oh, I don't know. That was, what's it called? That, and that was a 60%.
Super Bowl LV. What's LV in Roman numerals?
LV is 105, isn't it?
Isn't X 100? Oh, no, yeah, X is 10.
X is 10. Oh, I don't remember. I think L is 100 or 50.
Is it 55? 55. L is 50.
50.
So 55 years of the Super Bowl and they can crack 100 million. 3 years of League of Legends. What is it? Fifth year?
This was the eighth.
Eighth year. 8 years of League of Legends and they're getting in there.
Yeah.
That's insane. I don't even care about that game.
The first,
and I'm impressed.
The first world championship of League occurred in like an internet cafe in fucking like France.
Wasn't
and
that,
they filmed it.
That's insane.
Yeah. Like
is this charging?
Yeah, I think so. That's
madness.
That's a 60% increase from 2020 as well. So that means it's fucking climbing.
So wonder what 2022 is gonna be like then.
It's gonna be insane.
Like, I think if that was a 60% increase from 20 to 21, 2022 is going to crack 100 million.
They have to host these things in Olympic stadiums in, like, China and Korea and shit because they have that many viewers coming live.
I can't believe it.
Let me show you.
Because you're literally watching. Well, you're not watching the guys. I understand you're not watching the players. But it's five people against five people. For the people that don't know the game, because I know that there's a lot of people that are listening that don't know the game. But in League of Legends, you have five people versus five people in the game mode that we're talking about.
That's...
But you're watching... I've definitely seen that picture before.
That's from this year, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that before. So you have five people sitting at computers on one side and five people sitting at computers on the other side. And I guess you're watching the big...
The big, giant monitor.
The big, what do they call them? Jumbotrons.
But they also have in between the two tables, like the whole rest of the wall is like the screen. So you watch it on the stage... The backdrop of the stage turns into the screen as well. And then they've got it on all the jumbotrons and fucking all the monitors around the whole thing. Like, it's everywhere.
That's like...
And live commentary in every fucking language.
I get that. But, I mean, I'm just saying what you're watching as a viewer is, like, five people sitting on computers and then there's a jumbotron or a few screens playing it. And you're watching these guys play video games.
Yeah.
And they're getting, like, 70, literally, like, 80...
Almost 71 million people.
I would say, like, 80% of what the Super Bowl's getting.
Yeah.
And by next year, I think it'll be equivalent.
Yeah.
Which is fucked.
It's the number one most played online game at this point.
Is it?
I think League of Legends.
Most played online game.
Yeah. Or most players.
Or most watched.
Most players, I think.
That's, like, that's insane. All right? Like, that's crazy numbers.
Most played online games 2021.
What do we got? Is it like a top 10 or something?
Oh, it's actually dropped quite a bit now.
Oh.
This is like not in professional play, but it's in top 5. So what do you think number one is?
Like, when's it based on? What date? What year?
This is for 2021. This is the newest one.
What date was this like article released?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it like pre-New World?
New World is not on this, I can tell you that.
Okay, so it's probably pre-New World. So...
New World is dropping
like,
already.
I'm not guessing in any order here. I'm just going to list a bunch of games that I think are in the top five. I'm thinking we got like Overwatch, Apex, Fortnite, League, and I don't know what else.
You got two.
What's the other one that has like freaky looking characters? Overwatch, not that one.
Not Diablo.
No, it's like the Dota? Same. It's the same thing as like Fortnite, Overwatch, and Apex. Like, was there another one that's similar to those?
PUBG.
Never heard of that. Anyways, what do we got?
Number one is Minecraft.
Okay, that's a good point.
Dota 2 is number two.
Dota 2 is still up there?
Yep.
It's surpassed League.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for them.
Apex Legends is three.
Okay.
Hearthstone is four, which is the
card. You're the only person I know that plays it.
Hearthstone?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I've never heard of anyone else that plays it except for you, which surprised me it's up there.
And then number five is League of Legends.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I cannot believe that.
The funny thing is...
Oh, shit. Fuck that up.
There's only three on that... three out of those five are the ones that are free. League, Dota, and... what's it called? And Minecraft... not...
Dota, is Dota free?
League, Dota, and Apex.
Is Dota free?
Dota is free. Dota 2 is free to play.
Really?
Yep.
For some reason, I remember paying for that.
Dota 2 is free.
Unless I'm tripping.
Apex is free, and League of Legends is free.
Hmm.
Yes. And then, yeah, Minecraft, you have to, it's not much. I think Minecraft is like, what, $20?
Minecraft is like under 40, depending on which version you get.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it's like,
if you get the Bedrock edition.
I think it's like $20 American or $22 American or something like that.
Yeah, which is not bad for what you get.
No.
But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I'm actually,
it's insane.
I'm actually surprised that
there's like full watch parties and shit that happen, like even in Toronto. And I remember one year they had, I want to say the quarterfinals were in Toronto, and it was fucked.
Like busy?
Oh my God. People fly in all over the place to see these. Like it's they'll just buy tickets to the whole championship, like, and follow it.
It's beyond me. Oh, that almost peaked.
Because I remember me and Cushman almost went to see it.
Oh yeah?
We almost went to in Toronto to the games.
I can't believe that's kind of funny.
Yeah. It's dope though. It's a huge following. I mean, like even when I was in university and it was only like the third season or the fourth season or something like that. Like we would have people like whoever had the most like empty room or something like that. We would bring a TV up into that room, order pizza, get a case of beer and shit. We'd all just sit there and watch the world championship.
Like, sorry, in your university?
Yeah. And it was like half of the university would come. At one point we had to, like, I think like it was the actual finals. We had to set it up in the common room on the TV there because we had too many people to fit into one room. I don't think you need more cinnamon stick, but all right.
The other ones have already soaked through. I'm just adding half one. I gave you the full one last time. I already stirred it. But if you want to stir,
I'm just
it,
dispersing the cinnamon. There, that should be fine. You actually, good? Yeah, let's give it a little twirl.
What do you got here for time? We're at 42 minutes.
Wow.
Wow, wow.
You want to get into some news and birthdays and shit?
Yeah, let's do it.
Breaking news.
The news.
Fucked it
it's
up.
Like,
the first
it's
time.
Like you get it like what do you call it?
It's a trial and error.
You get like 70% of the time, 60% of the time. I'll give you 2/3.
I'll take it.
I got a couple screenshots here. I don't have full articles because these articles are kind of empty. They're kind of clickbait.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. But. Let's pull it up here. So a lot of movie stuff.
Okay.
So let's go to
The X?
No.
Oh, baby.
So obviously I got to talk about Star Wars for a second.
Oh, God. Now what?
So everyone who has watched the first series that ever came out, so 4, 5, 6, knows that Boba Fett was lobbed into what's called the Sarlacc Pit, which is, for the dumbest explanation, it's basically this worm that lives like under the ground that eats things over 1,000 years.
In Family Guy, it's Meg.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I can't remember Blue Harvest, but I'll watch it again.
When they did that scene, it was Meg was the worm and it came out with the hat on and everything.
That's funny. Anyways, so the new trailer, it kind of teases about how he recovered from that.
Okay.
So up until like the Mandalorian show came out, like Boba Fett was dead. Everyone just thought he was dead. So now they have a show coming out about him. So obviously he's not dead. That's not a spoiler.
Like, well, the Mandalorian I thought was before all of this.
Mandalorian, it would be years after the Sarlacc thing. I'm not going to try and figure you out on the timeline now. Yeah. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
I don't know it. Continue.
Boba Fett died in everyone's mind back in the 70s.
He soap opera died.
Sure.
Because he came back to life.
Okay. So soap, in Mike's words, his soap opera died.
Yeah.
But, you know, 2020... he comes back to the screens.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's going to show and talk about how he survived. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that in the show. The show looks really good. It's going to be like kind of like, so each of these new Star Wars series that have come out over the past couple of years or the ones that are coming out, they seem to have like different sort of, like they're all sci-fi, obviously, but they also have like a secondary like theme to it. So like, the Mandalorian show was like a sci-fi first, but it was sort of like a Western.
Okay.
Second. And it seems like the Book of Boba Fett is obviously sci-fi first, but it's going to be like a gangster movie kind of thing. Like mafia type of movie. That's what it looks like. Or sorry, Mafia TV show.
Okay.
So like he's kind of like this like underground overlord kind of deal.
Ah.
And he's like trying to rule like the underworld kind of thing, like the all the criminal world. So I think as they come up with all these new live action shows, they're trying to like incorporate new themes into each one, which kind of makes it cool because then you really diversify your audience. Anyways.
Okay.
So that's cool. They're going to show the Sarlacc revival. I'm just going to bomb through these real quick because they're all just the same thing. Are you familiar with the actor Sebastian Stan?
No.
He's the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
The guy with the metal arm.
Okay, yeah.
In MCU and like Captain America and shit.
Yeah.
So him and Mark Hamill, who's the original Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fans that have been telling them they look alike, and they finally like met up, sat beside each other, and went like, holy shit.
We do look alike.
We look alike. But Sebastian Stan is like 20, 30 years younger.
Okay.
Right? So there's like all these fans that are like, we need Sebastian Stan to be Luke Skywalker, because what they did in The Mandalorian is they actually got Mark Hamill, but they CGI'd the fuck out of his face.
Okay, yeah.
Which like Mark Hamill's getting pretty old. He probably doesn't have time to like do all the action shit on screen. So like, yeah. The guy who was doing all the action shit was just some stuntman.
Yeah.
But they figure, oh, well, Sebastian Stan looks like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
So anyways, so over the past year, like a lot of fans have made like fan art, like photoshopping him as Luke Skywalker. But now it's starting to take a more serious turn where like no one's officially denying that he might try to be Luke Skywalker at some point, or that like Disney might not cast him. Like no one's denied it. And there's a lot more fan art coming out. So it's just a big
mystery.
It's like literally no one has confirmed or denied anything. There's no reason to believe he will be Luke Skywalker. It's just that they have a striking resemblance.
Okay.
So all these posters are coming out, fan-made posters, to be like, hey, that kind of looks like Luke Skywalker. Let's put Luke Skywalker's hair and like clothing on, or I guess let's put Sebastian Stan's face on Luke's face kind of thing, right?
Okay.
So there's that. And what's the last one here? Oh, I got two more. I watched a trailer today.
Of what?
For a new movie that's coming out.
Okay.
Starring Keanu Reeves.
Is it John Wick 9 now?
Well, John Wick's at 3, I think. 4? Well, there's something else that's the 4th in the series coming out.
Matrix.
The Matrix.
Really?
They're making a 4th Matrix,
Why?
Bro. I don't know, because it's fucking Keanu Reeves. Why not, right?
Fair enough.
Like, that guy is like, somehow he's always been in the prime of his career.
Man,
ever since Matrix 1 came out, and 2 and 3 and John Wick's, like, I've seen Matrix 1, not seen 2 and 3. I've seen John Wick 1, not seen 2 and 3. But everything he's done, he's never not been at, like, the peak of his career. It's amazing.
Did you not see that everyone was saying they were making, like, comments on his posts and stuff saying like he should be in the MCU, and then Marvel was like, they reached out to him, they're like, I mean, like, yeah, that'd be pretty fucking dope.
Next on the list.
And he made a comment back, and he was saying like, absolutely, I'd be fucking honored to be in MCU.
Yeah,
let's get it done.
That was my next one.
Oh,
it's not confirmed,
but
he's expressed his interest, and so have the fans,
and so has Disney.
Like you said, he's like, I would be honored to do it, but there's nothing in the works.
Yeah.
It's like all partially brushing it off, but also leaving a lot of room for the invitation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't know who he would play. I was about to say, I don't know who he would play.
Because everybody's pretty much covered at this point.
I don't know. I don't even know if it would be like super important. Like, I don't necessarily think he would be any of the superheroes or the villains or anyone. I don't know. Like, I have no idea who he'd be, because they keep just adding more and more to it. Which brings me to the final point. Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So the new one comes out, I think, like,
soon.
Next week or something.
Yeah.
They've confirmed that they're making 3 more. 4, 5, and 6.
With Tom Holland.
With Tom Holland.
With the multiverse shit.
I guess so, yeah.
I saw a funny meme, actually, regarding that. It was that scene where it was
December 17th is when it's coming out.
Oh, damn.
The third one.
So 2 weeks from when this is released, almost.
Almost exactly, yeah.
But there's a joke, and it was Tobey Maguire with, what's her name, Emma Watson or Kirsten Dunst.
Yes.
And when it's like that scene where they're holding each other and both of them are crying, and it's like a speech bubble of her going, "Why are you crying?" And it just a speech bubble come from him saying, "I'm not in the trailer."
So I wonder what they're gonna do about that, because like a lot of people have photoshopped him and Andrew into the posters and shit.
Well, yeah, because all of Andrew Garfield's villains are in it,
and Tobey Maguire's. Yeah, you got like
Doc Ock,
yeah,
Lizard,
yeah.
Sandman,
Green Goblin, the Electric Dude. What's his name?
I don't remember.
He's being played by Jamie Foxx, I believe.
Really?
Yeah,
I like Jamie Foxx.
And there's a couple neat things here, little Easter eggs.
I liked when he played Django.
So let me just look up what his villain name is.
Forget it.
Django. Remember how do you spell it? Django. The D is silent.
Django.
Is it Jamie Foxx? Spider-Man. Let's see. Yeah, he was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and his character. God damn it. Electro. It's called Electro. I was right.
Electro.
So, a couple cool things. Electro has a. What's it called? What's the thing that powers Iron Man's suit?
The core? Whatever. I don't remember what it's called. Hex core? That's no. League. Hexcore's League.
No, that's not what it's called.
Something. He's got, yeah.
Anyways, whatever that thing is called.
Yeah.
It's on Electro's suit, like up here.
Oh.
So he's got the same sort of technology powering his suit, which is fucking mint. And there was another Easter egg. Who was it? I forget which villain it was. But another one of them had another, like, MCU, like, technology.
Could thing be Doc on their Ock.
Suit. It might have been Doc Ock. Like, it might have been the nanotech. From, like, you know, in Iron Man 3, his, like, suit is, like, nanotech. And it basically shifts. Like, in an Endgame, it's, like, shifting from, like, one hand to the other.
Yeah.
Because Buddy keeps ripping it off.
Yeah.
I think they're doing that for Doc Ock. Anyways.
It could be Doc Ock or even Green Goblin with the suit.
No, he's got just a suit. Like, his armor suit.
Kind and of he's thing. Got the flying glider thingy.
So, like, but they're just doing really good justice to it. But now, obviously, that makes you wonder if you're going to see the Amazing Spider-Man and Spider-Man in there. Kind of like Andrew and Toby just fucking shit up.
Why would they still have Willem Dafoe playing Green Goblin when he's obviously, like, 80 years old now?
Probably just voice. It's probably just the voice. Because I don't know. Like, they're obviously going to show his face at some point.
Yeah, like he'll be.
And they're
not
gonna make
the suit,
him younger, like, or they'll CGI it or something.
In the suit, he'll probably be a stuntman.
Exactly.
And then,
as long as he's doing the voice, because they've already played his laugh in the trailer, and it's his voice, like 100%.
Dope.
Yeah, it's that fucking sinister fucking. Like, he really needs to be a Joker, man. I've been on this for years. He needs to be a Joker.
I think he's too old to be the Joker now.
I don't think so, because he could, like, every Joker's different. He could literally just be like.
Old
a fucking
Joker.
Gangster Joker.
Old Joker.
Like, he could literally be the Godfather Joker.
You come to me on the day my daughter's
dying. You gotta do it like this.
You come to me.
You know he had cotton balls in his fucking cheeks when he did that role. It's so stupid. I don't fucking get it. Anyways, I think he would do a good job at, like, that kind of Joker.
Be very good. I think so.
Walking around in, like, a suit.
I liked every Joker in their own way.
They all have their characteristics. You know?
I liked it.
Anyways, so I'm looking forward to seeing how they play out. I don't think I'll go see it on December 17th specifically, but I'm definitely going to plan on maybe going out and seeing it and seeing what happens, because I'm looking forward to it. And then we'll see what happens with the next three. Maybe, like, they incorporate the other boys. And
sounds dope.
As long as they don't incorporate the emo version of Tobey Maguire.
That was dope.
That was fun. Stupid.
That was awesome.
Just fucking finger guns everywhere.
I hope they put Tom Hardy in there as Venom, too.
That actually would be dope.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
I love Tom Hardy.
Did you see Venom 2?
Venom 2?
Yeah.
No.
Carnage?
No.
Oh, you got some shit. This is so good.
Wait, I think so.
I think it's on Netflix.
Is that the one when they battle on top of the crane, or is that the first one?
That might be the first one. They go on the rocket ship, is like flying away.
Yeah.
That's the first one.
Okay, so that's
when
he's
just battling other symbiotes.
Yeah.
But the new one, he Carnage, and it's just like.
But
really,
Carnage is a symbiote.
Yeah, but it's like, I can't explain. It's more powerful, like, technically.
Okay.
Like the one of the, I'm not gonna spoil anything for you.
Because I thought.
But, like, at one point, Venom literally says to, like.
I thought when they were fighting on the rocket ship, that was Carnage.
No, because he says, like, at one point when he meets Carnage, he's like, oh, it's a red one. Run away. And it's like, he's like, why? Just do it. And he's like, nope, I'm not fighting that one. We're going now. And he's like, I'll let you eat anyone's head off if you fight him. And he's like, okay, let's go. Anyways, it's not like a big thing, but it's a bit of a spoiler. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll like it. It's good. It's kind of fucked. Like, it's a really good movie. Like,
yeah, I should watch it.
Yeah. So if they do include it, the thing is, though, like,
because Venom was a really big kind of villain, but not really a villain. Well,
that's what I was going to say. They really made him a hero.
He was a hero, like, but not a hero.
In the Tom Hardy movie, they really made him a hero.
Yeah. But in the video games, in the comics, in the movies, he was like a villain, but helpful, but still a villain, but helpful.
Yeah, I mean, like, depending on how you look at every single villain, you can kind of empathize with them. It's like you realize that, like, I don't know, like, every villain's got, like, you know, like, has this, like, I'm not going to say good intention. That's a really long way to put it.
Yeah.
I don't want to defend them. But it's like, you kind of sit there and go, like, I see where you're coming from.
I really?
Like, the whole endgame thing with Thanos, it's like, the whole universe needs half the population to sustain itself. So I'm going to kill them all right now. And you're like, dude, that's pretty dark, but
it kind of makes sense.
Like, I get where you're coming from, but can we, like, resolve this a different way? Yeah. Like, you know?
There's also, I kind of wish the Spider-Man movies went in the direction of the original video game.
Which original video game?
It was on PS1. It was called Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay.
And I
Is
had
that the
it.
One where there was no ground?
Yeah.
I had that one for Nintendo 64.
Yeah, and at the end, the final boss is Carnage combined with Doc Ock.
I don't remember. I don't think I ever played to the end of it because I never had I never had a memory card.
So the final boss, once you've defeated Carnage and then you defeat Doc Ock, Carnage takes over Doc Ock and makes this like demon fucking robot octopus bastard.
I don't look this up. I want to see what it looks like.
Hell, it was hell. I can tell you that. But yeah, like that would have been sick. Because then it's like an ultra boss.
All right, well, let's see.
Just do Spider-Man, PS1, Doc Ock, and Carnage. Or final boss.
Let's see.
Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, this is... Oh, it's that. Is it that?
Yeah.
That's fucking terrifying, isn't
Carnage
it?
With fucking...
This is like a bit more of a modern art drawing here.
Yeah. That's what it looked like. It was awful.
Oh, I thought you were like totally pulling shit out of your ass, but that's actually a thing.
No, it's completely a thing. I told you that. I loved that game. When I was a little kid, I was so terrified of him that my mom had to beat the final boss for me. I wish I was kidding. It's completely real.
Oh,
it was PS1. I was like 6.
I know. You're just... That's just fucking hilarious. That's so funny.
Because he'd make these noises. Let me see if I can find them.
Like a video of it?
Yeah, I'm going to go on YouTube and see if I can find...
I used to... let me just turn this computer back on. I used to babysit these kids, and you'll know who they are, but I won't drop their names, but they'd always like save levels in their video games that they wanted me to beat for them.
There it is.
Oh, you got it? This holiday season. What's with the ads, bro? Here. We don't need no ads on this show.
Well, I don't have ad blocker on a fucking phone.
Well, we don't... I don't know. We're not... Are we getting paid by these guys?
No!
Well,
that's why I moved it!
I want to get paid by them. Who is this?
I don't know.
Who's advertising?
The Keg.
The Keg?
This is what it sounded like.
Like I told Mysterio, no one can control the symbionts. No one I've met, anyway. Oh, this is not it. Spidey.
This is the game.
Is it?
From 2000.
Oh, it looks pretty good for a 2000 game. Like, hold it back a little bit. It's really loud. Oh, that was the intro to the battle?
Here it is.
Oh, that's what you listen to?
Yeah.
That's just annoying. Honestly, I don't even remember that game. Like, I definitely never got that far. Anyways,
awesome.
That's good. That's
but that like demonic like
yeah that's like horrifying.
As a 6-year-old when you're playing shit, you're like, I don't want anything to do with that.
You just went to hell.
Yeah,
you're doing like Hail Marys. Yeah. Like
we'd sit back and watch my mom beat it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your mom's a pro gamer, MLG.
My mom used to be an MLG gamer. Now she gets motion sickness even watching us play.
You know, I wonder if the kids know what MLG is.
Major League Gamer.
No, I said the kids.
Oh.
I wonder if like the youngsters now.
Do you remember that show that was on for like 2 months and then got canceled?
Tell me you're going to say Pure Pwnage.
Pure Pwnage.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were on YouTube. They were YouTube first and then they got a show and then it flopped.
And then
they got canceled
and then they went back to
and
YouTube.
They went back to YouTube. Yeah. Yeah. It was always on YouTube for years. It was on YouTube for like 5 years and someone's like, okay, we'll make a show about it. And everyone was excited, but nobody watched it.
I remember that. Shit. It was like the whole thing. I remember the episode where there was the other Guitar Hero or a rock band competition and nobody was good enough. So he just played every fucking instrument at the same time.
Yeah. I remember that show. Like the problem with it was the producers got too involved.
Yeah.
So it wasn't their show anymore. So it just no one watched it. Everyone was like, this is really
stupid.
This
isn't Pure Pwnage anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I tried watching my buddies and I just didn't really like it. I didn't like it in the first place. I didn't like the YouTube video. Like the only video I remember that they did was the boom headshot.
Yeah.
But I don't even remember that. Like you'd have to pull it up and have to watch it. It's like fucking 20 minutes.
Everybody go watch Pure Pwnage on YouTube.
I think it was originally called Pure Pwnage.
Pure Pwnage.
When the first season came out. And then they changed it because, you know.
Because everyone was
kids.
Saying pwned.
Yeah, instead of owned. Like, I never even understood that.
And now it's just racial slurs.
And now it's pog.
Actually, hold on.
It's poggers, which I don't understand either.
Poggers.
Anyways, pog we're still, you know we're still in the news, right?
Pog means play of game. Play of
I
the
know,
game.
I know, but I don't know the slang words of it.
I gotta just find what that channel is called. I'm not gonna play it.
What
there
channel?
It is. So, there's a channel on TikTok right now. Called thegreatlondini.com.
Okay.
And what he's doing is he puts on.
Just lock it. I don't want to hear it.
I'll turn the volume off just so you can see
what
he looks
you
like.
You don't
that.
Need to show me. Just.
So he does shit like that, like
he puts
it's anonymous.
On the Vive for Vendetta mask or whatever without the mustache.
And what he does is he finds people being toxic or like awful people on social media.
Got it.
Like for that one specifically, it was like a veteran that makes. He has a TikTok account while he's not deployed. And somebody commented on one of his videos, I hope you get shot in the line of duty.
Jesus Christ.
So he tracked them, found them, and it ended up being a young kid. And he makes these videos and he puts that video up and with the comment. And he comes in and he goes, comments like this are unacceptable. That child has been located, contacted, and the parents and principal of their school have been emailed.
Oh my God.
He fucking demolishes people. So that's what he does. His whole account... He goes and finds people being awful people like that. And when he finds out if they're a kid, whoever it is, there was one, it was like a grown woman, and he contacted their employer and said, this is what happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like he.
I mean, like, not all heroes wear capes, but that's kind of intense. I mean, I'm not going to justify the people he's going against, but like,
yeah.
You know, you slip up once and he catches you, you're fucked.
You're toast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, he goes. Comments like that. It's like a robotic voice too. It's like
a
voice
like
changer.
The anonymous voice.
Yeah, and he goes, comments like this are unacceptable. The child's parents and principal of the school have been contacted.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
That's good for him.
Yeah, I'm not really upset by what his actions are. Like, I mean, it's pretty vigilante-ish, but like, whatever.
Needs to be done though. Because people think that they can do whatever they want
behind
social media.
Behind a screen. Yeah, people are safe behind a screen. It's like, you ever seen that meme where it's like the little dweeby kids like talking to like the big jack guy and it's like,
yeah
well, what are you going to do? Come fucking fight me, bud. And it's like, little Timmy forgot he wasn't behind his computer when writing that.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some birthdays.
Yeah, you got them birthdays?
I got a shit ton of birthdays.
How's the news? Not the news. How's the days in history?
Days in history, we got one. It was a shitty one.
All right, let's go to the birthdays.
We'll do some birthdays. So, up first. Oh, God. It's terrible.
Mustache is, I'm feeling it's like uneven. That side's good. This side's a little fucky, eh?
Is it still like, it looks like it's blobbed in the.
Yeah, it's not very good. That's better. Yeah, that's good.
Good?
That'll do.
That'll do, donkey.
that'll do. Up first, Britney Spears.
It's her birthday today.
It's turning 40.
40?
40.
Oh my God.
She looks decent for 40.
I mean, I'm just surprised that many years have gone by.
Yeah, man. She's 40.
Well, you said it looks decent. That looks
well, now it doesn't.
Terrible. I can't believe she's 40.
Yeah, she's 40.
Wow.
Whoa.
Is that like a gurgle?
My throat gurgled. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to take a picture of this and put it on my story because I'm a little bit shy on the donations. Anyways, go back to Britney.
Britney Spears is 40.
40.
Next up, Charlie.
Leave Britney alone.
Charlie Puth.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
He's 30. You just want attention.
Oh, got it.
We don't talk anymore. That guy.
Yeah, yeah, got it.
Good singer. He's turning 30. Nelly Furtado.
I know that name.
Is turning 43.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Because, like, Nelly was popular when we were, like,
not Nelly.
Teenagers. Like, Nelly Furtado was popular
Nelly
when we were...
Nelly Furtado.
Sorry.
Nelly is a rapper.
When we were teenagers.
Yeah. Nelly Furtado was huge.
Yeah.
Doing his stuff with, like, fucking Timbaland and shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, back in Much Dances.
Four. Number four. Lucy Liu. From Charlie's Angels.
Oh, I wouldn't know
she
that.
Was the Asian one.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Never
she's,
seen it.
She's turning 53. Lucy Liu. She's a badass. Badass for fucking Charlie's Angels. Number 28. Number 5.
28.
They're turning 28. For all you fucking simps out there, Amaranth.
Oh my God.
You fucking perverts. Bro, get off your computer and stop watching.
She gets like
70,000 people.
Like, she gets like 11,000 people watching her streams.
More than that.
No, that's like. I do data research and check like all the top streamers, like how many people they have going on. I'll like look and like last time I checked, she had 11,000. Like I'm thinking she got like one day I was looking at Ludwig's and I was like, he doesn't even have that much.
Who's Ludwig?
He's like the one who did the month long stream.
Oh,
he was like live for a month straight.
Just sleeping too.
He was doing a what they call a subathon.
Yeah,
and so basically like when you get a subscriber. It increases the time of your stream.
Oh. So was he just sleeping on stream and shit?
He like literally went to bed because it was like, what are you going to do? 24 hours, like a day? Like,
yeah.
You're going to sleep. You got to sleep.
Yeah.
He went for a whole month live streaming everything he did. He basically had his friends do his shopping for him because he wasn't going to go to the grocery store and like pick shit up. He didn't even play games most of the time because it just like
hanging out.
He was just hanging with his buddies, like playing like cards on the table, talking like. He was just hanging with his buddies and live streaming it. Like at a certain point, he gave up on like entertaining the people and was just live. Anyways, beyond that, like after he did his month long stream,
he's huge now, obviously.
Which I believe he's got the record now for the longest stream.
Oh shit!
And he's huge. He got all those subscribers because I think it was like one subscriber for every like 5 seconds, or sorry, 5 seconds for every subscriber.
Oh shit!
And just fucking. Built up.
Holy hell.
Anyways, so I think like she's got like she's one of the top streamers on Twitch. Like everyone else that's top, like she's not always on top, but like the times I've checked in on the other
usually
people,
at the top.
Like I know from like Matt, like some of the top streamers and all, just like periodically check their counts, and like she's always fucking up there, man.
Oh yeah. So Amaranth,
I can't believe people watch her.
She'd be turning 28. Next. You're not going to recognize his name, but if I tell you who he plays, you'll know exactly who he is.
What's
Joe Latrulio is turning 51.
No idea.
Don't fucking go full Boyle on me.
Is it Boyle?
Yeah, baby.
It is Boyle?
Boyle's turning 51.
Wow. No way.
Yeah, man.
He looks good for 51.
He does look good for 51.
Holy.
We got Action Bronson.
I don't know who that is.
He's a rapper. He's turning 38. And then we got two deceased, unfortunately. Number one being Juice WRLD, who passed away in 2019.
I was gonna say, that had to have been recently.
He was 21 years old.
21?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't even make it to the 27 club.
He was gunned down.
That's a shame.
Well, I mean, he was also kind of a jackass. But we're not going to go there. His music was fantastic. He helped a lot of people with his music. But he did beat his girlfriend until she was blind in one eye.
That's not chill at all.
Not chill. But your music was good. Bad person, good music. That's the argument you always make. Just because somebody's a piece of shit doesn't mean their music's bad.
Gotta separate the art from the artist.
There you go.
That's what the saying is.
And you're going to appreciate this last one here. This is a very long ago deceased birthday. Big man. Big name. Chief Crazy Horse.
No idea who that is.
Of the... I'm going to say this completely wrong. The
boy.
The Oglala Lakota clan.
What?
And he was... the
what?
Oglala Lakota.
That sounds native.
It is native. That's why I said chief. Chief Crazy Horse.
Oh, I thought that was like a spoof name. I thought that was a satire name.
He lived 1840 to 1877.
Oh, okay.
And he was the war leader that went up in war against the U.S. federal government.
I thought you were about to tell me it was some, like, band.
No.
Like, music band or
Chief
something.
Chief Crazy Horse.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a real name.
Of the Oglala Lakota clan.
I was so confused.
What are you? What did you think I was talking about?
I obviously need to know my history better.
Anyway, yes, he was. He went.
So what years? Say these years again.
1840 to 1877.
1840 to 1877.
He was 36 years old. He took up arms against the U.S. federal government. Brave, okay. Brave for a fucking native clan. And he died in that battle of a bayonet wound.
Wow.
Yeah.
That probably hurt.
Yeah. So
yeah, bayonets are not chill.
Boom.
They're like happy, foot-long daggers at the end of a gun.
At the end of a gun, which most of the time they would just stick you and then shoot.
Yeah, which is like really, really painful, I'm assuming.
Extending the hole.
I'm assuming it doesn't feel great.
No, probably not.
Like, I'm not an expert. Yeah, but
probably not.
I don't think I want it to happen to me.
It's one of those things your parents tell you not to do when you're a kid.
Yeah, like it also is something I tell myself I don't really want to experience.
Yeah. I mean, maybe one day.
Like,
depends how old I get and how bored I get. What am I getting stabbed feels like.
Yeah, really. And then, so that's it for
the
birthdays.
Yeah, so happy birthdays to Britney Spears, Charlie Puth, Nelly Furtado, Lucy Liu, Amaranth, Joe Latrulio, Action Bronson, Juice WRLD, and Chief Crazy Horse.
Nice.
Boom.
That is a pretty good set of birthdays there. Yeah. That's a lot of birthdays.
You ready for our one history?
No.
One history.
One history.
1619, December 2nd. By the way, that's what it is. December the 2nd.
December 2nd.
December the 2nd, 1619. 38 colonists from Barclay Parish in England disembark from Virginia to give thanks to the Lord, which is now considered as the first American Thanksgiving.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it was American Thanksgiving this week or last weekend. Whenever this came out the weekend before, so you can stop that, please. So like happy belated Thanksgiving to our American
Thanksgiving to our American homies.
I saw
that was on the weekend, wasn't it?
We kind of fucked up. It was last Thursday.
Was it?
Yeah, we fucked up.
We missed it.
But it's funny because we're Canadian, so it was like I seen all these memes where it's like.
They don't have, it's not real Thanksgiving.
Well, it was
it's
happy Thanksgiving to the Americans and to what we say to Canadians, happy Thursday or something like that. But I believe, I forget if it was, you said this on one of the days or something, or if it was something I heard somewhere else, but I think Canadian Thanksgiving was celebrated first.
Oh, I don't remember.
I'm going to double check this before I sound like a dumbass.
Hey, Siri. What came first, American or Canadian Thanksgiving?
Okay, I found this on the web for what came first, American or Canadian Thanksgiving.
What's we got here?
It's pulling it up.
What's the website, by the way, just so we know if it's credible or not?
Canadian Thanksgiving preceded American Thanksgiving by a little over 40 years.
There you go.
While Thanksgiving in Canada celebrated a month and a half earlier in mid-October, this is not what we mean by who celebrated Thanksgiving first. Instead, we're looking at the answer to which country celebrated. The answer that comes from a recent article by National Geographic. According to the article, the tradition of celebrating Thanksgiving in Canada began in modern-day Newfoundland in the 16th century, more than four decades before the famous first Thanksgiving in 1621 in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
There you go. Canada did it first.
Boom!
So our Thanksgiving is on the proper day. So the
which
American
is weird because that
wrong.
Fact... It does not match this one because this is 1619, but I guess maybe they celebrated it 2 years after kind of thing. They're like, oh, that was kind of cool.
Wait, sorry, what year did Canada start?
Canada started in the mid 16th century, but they said the first American one was 1621 in Massachusetts, and this is in Virginia in 1619.
Oh, so America was first?
No.
16th century is 1500s. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So Canada was first.
Canada was first, but this fact saying this is considered the first Thanksgiving in America.
I gotta read up my history before I sound like a total dumbass. Yeah. So don't take what I'm saying as cold hard
this
facts.
This is probably the event that caused Thanksgiving, and then 2 years later.
Can I fucking speak?
Can I go?
I'm not gonna speak.
My God!
I'm not gonna speak factually here, but from what I think is like it happened, and because of just how long it takes to like get information around back in time, it took a while before it like settled into like a thing.
Yeah, so this happened like in 19 thing. And then in 21 they're like, we should celebrate this every year.
Yeah, because it was after like,
if Canada's doing it, we should fucking do it.
I forget the whole story of the celebration, but basically like they say they broke bread, but basically some of the colonists and some of the natives teamed up together to fight a war against another group of natives, and then it was like after that war they broke
had a dinner
bread and had a dinner. Yeah.
Huh.
So it's like So it was just like that was like, I guess, a symbol of like them coming together.
Yeah.
To whatever. And I don't know why Canada celebrated it like 50 years earlier, but good for them.
Yeah. Fair.
So thumbs up to that.
That's the one history.
Good soup.
Good soup.
That's it.
This is good soup.
This is good soup. Again, apple slices, cinnamon, ginger ale, and salted caramel crown royal.
Bam. And that's pretty much it, man. What do you think? You got any more?
Nah, I think I'm good, man.
You good?
I think I went through all my screenshots.
Can I squeeze your ball?
Go for it. That sounds really weird for the audio listeners.
I know. I meant it that way.
Okay. I'm wearing a Santa hat for all you audio listeners. The people that are not watching the video, I'm wearing a Santa hat because like it's December now, and that's when you're allowed to celebrate Christmas. My mom and dad get
I wasn't squeezing his nuts. I was squeezing
my,
the Santa
my
ball.
My mom and dad get into the rum and eggnogs like whenever it comes out. So, like, every year it comes out earlier and earlier. And, like, I think this year it came out at the end of October. And I was like, come on. Like, even though the stores have it, we can't be celebrating that early. It's not even...
5 years from like, now.
A, it's before Halloween.
5 years
B, from... it's before both Thanksgivings. And it's also before Remembrance Day.
Dude, in, like, 5, 10 years from now, you guys are going to be sitting on the dock at the cottage drinking rum and eggnog.
I know. That's the problem. That's my issue with this. We're going to be sitting there in July, and it's like, oh, the eggnog's on the shelf. Like, no, let's wait until, at the very least, I beg of you, audio listener and video listener, listeners in general, I beg of you to leave the eggnog in the grocery store until November 12th.
Yeah, after Remembrance Day.
Leave it till after Remembrance Day. Worry about Remembrance Day.
Then go
ape
shit.
And then you can go crazier Christmas. I'm already pushing my own boundary by saying December 1st.
You go fucking Chris crazy.
But you can...
Get it? Because it's Chris Kringle?
You can start putting your elf on the shelves out and all that shit.
Elf on a shelf?
Elf on a shelf. I heard that a lot of kids...
Why did your native accent just come out for one word there?
I don't know. I didn't hear it. I hear a lot of kids. A lot of kids get really emotionally involved with the Elf on the Shelf. I don't know if you ever heard this before. You probably ask your mom, and she'll tell you more about like the kids.
Well, because they prank it and then they make it the elf.
What?
Don't they? Don't they do pranks and then they put the elf there?
No, I'm talking about like I know some families that have like the Elf on the Shelf, and they actually like give it its own personal name.
Oh yeah, they do.
And then like parents are really adamant on like moving it around and stuff like that.
That's the white people thing.
Someone I know, their kids said to the parents, they said, you know, when I forget what they named their elf.
Yeah.
But let's say it's Buddy for the sake of the movie Elf.
Yeah.
They're like, when he retires, can he move in with us? Like, they're so invested in this elf
that it's like another
clearly
Santa.
A fucking doll on the shelf.
Yeah.
These kids are, like, 9 years old, but they still believe it's, like, you know, watching them for good behavior.
Yeah.
It's kind of adorable.
That's awesome.
I have to say, it's pretty adorable.
Keeping the Christmas tradition alive.
Yeah, because I was actually asking my boss about this because she's got kids that are, like, I don't know, like, 9 or 10 or 11 years old. And she's telling me that... I was like, oh, with social media and all that, with all the available information, do they still believe in Santa Claus and Christmas? And she's like, without a doubt. Like, there's no hesitation.
Because nobody wants to Google if Santa's real.
I mean, but you think that one kid in a class
one
of
kid
like 30,
would, and then he's beat to death, and then the secret's safe.
I think, well, with technology, you could just text his friends. Look at this article I found about our parents planning out Santa Claus.
I mean, a couple years after I left elementary school, I went to Catholic school, and the priest actually did like a Christmas mass, and in front of the entire school went, Santa Claus isn't real. You need to focus on Jesus.
That's not cool.
No.
That's no bueno.
There's a lot of pretty angry parents
because
the kids were going home catatonic.
Dude, I'd be mad. I'd be mad as a parent.
I'd be fucking hyperventilating as a
kid.
I'd be like, what? No, in the school.
Oh, in the school.
You know, like
in Catholic school.
In Catholic schools, they do masses in the school. But...
Bro, I would snap.
Yeah, in front of everybody. Kindergartens, grade ones, every kid.
Sorry, say it again. They said this to you?
I was out of the school already. I was already in high school.
Your siblings were there for this?
No, I think my siblings were out at that point too, but my mom was already working at the school and she's like, yeah, this is what happened today. He stood up in front and he goes, Santa Claus isn't real. You need to focus on Jesus at Christmas.
It's a Christian holiday or a Catholic holiday,
yeah, but
whatever.
St. Nicholas is not the focus. It's like the icing on top of the cake.
You're talking like, I know. I know we agree. I'm just bitching about it. Yeah. Like, it's like, bro.
I know. It was a shitty thing to do.
That's a bad move. Bad move there.
To close out the episode here, you want a good Native American winter joke?
Is it offensive?
It's the one I sent you.
No.
I can't use that one?
No.
Why?
I'm not permitting it on the podcast.
That's funny.
Nope.
It's not even offensive.
It's offensive to a lot of people.
Why?
Drop it.
Okay, fine. I'll drop it. You're not fun.
Can't be saying that kind of shit on the show.
Why?
If anyone wants to know what it is, we'll DM you, but we're not saying it on the show.
That's so not nice.
That's how it goes. I've told you we got to check what we say sometimes.
That's not bad.
Yes, it is.
No, it's...
Yes, it is.
It's not really that bad.
It's bad.
Okay. I don't think it's bad, but it's okay. I'll drop it.
Drop it.
Where can they find the show, Dick?
Instagram and Facebook, at the Dick Van Mike Show. And Twitter, at Dick Van Mike.
Yeah.
Using the streaming service that you are currently listening to the show on, hit the follow and subscribe button and the whatever buttons to make it automatically download. And that's it.
And that's it. Where can they find you?
At Richard Hartnett on Instagram.
There you go.
Pretty simple life there. I've actually been very boring. Although, a little Easter egg. I changed my bio.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why
is it an Easter egg if it's Christmas?
Wow, you're so funny. Remind me that you're a comedian later on.
It's the treats and the stockings.
So I originally had a quote, which you don't have to look at. That's not the important part. Look underneath the quote above my link tree. I put my astrology sign.
So instead of Capricorn, it says Capri Sun?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
I'm also not a Capricorn.
How many people you think noticed that?
I'm willing to bet no one will notice.
At least four.
Which is the funniest thing.
I think four people will
notice. Well, now four people are going to notice.
Maybe. Maybe it's people. Like, maybe you'll get a flux of followers just for people looking at it.
I'm wondering. It's an experiment. You know, it's like, oh, well,
he spoiled
so,
what it is, though.
He's so spiritual. It's going to be like you, Remy, and Matt, and like.
That's it.
My dad.
That's all of our viewers already.
and
my mother.
Remy's parents.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that people like put their like, I saw a bunch of chicks today. Like, I was just going through like my followers and I was unfollowing a bunch of people. And I saw like all these girls put their like their birth signs.
Yeah.
In their Instagram bios. And I'm like, literally no one cares. Like they're all, it's always like, I got so drunk because I'm a.
Oh my God. I fucking fell down the stairs this morning. I'm such a Pisces. It's
like, what's the other one I saw? Oh, it's like, oh, I got so drunk and like danced with this random guy because I'm an asparagus.
I'm an asparagus.
Anyways, where can they find you?
Oh my God, I'm not spending any money this month because my horoscope told me that Leos were going to be very prosperous. But don't you need new shoes? They have holes in them.
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is madalessandro20, 1L2S's.
Beautiful.
Bam. Hit me up. Linktree. All right.
That's it.
Have a great... fantastic fucking Thursday. Have a thrilling fucking Thursday. You're welcome. Or if you got Friday off, have a thirsty Thursday. And none of you guys give a shit, but...
just stickers everywhere.
We got stickers everywhere.
Bathe in a bathtub of stickers. Anyways, please don't do that. Why? Why do you gotta do that? Nobody wants to hear that.
Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Not a single person wants to hear that.
We love you. See you next week. Peace out.
Bye.
Maybe next time you see us, we won't have dirty mustaches.
Oh, yeah. I won't. Oh, Movember.
Hit his link up.
In my bio on Instagram, I have a link to my thing, Movember. It will be 2 days late after Movember, but the link will still be there.
It's until like the...
and
fifth or sixth that usually stays?
No, it's full year round.
Oh, is it?
It's just they encourage it in the month of November.
I could leave
my link there all year.
Oh, okay.
Like, no problem.
I didn't know if it... Okay.
Well, you can donate whenever. But anyways, I haven't hit my goal yet. Our team hit the goal of 3,000, so we upped it to 4. We're actually like kind of close. So if anyone out there listening has not donated and wants to... either hit us up in some way, like reach out to one of us and one of us will get you the link either way. Otherwise, look at my Instagram bio. There's a link tree there and you'll see Movember and Movember Les Average Mo's. The Movember, I prefer you to go to that one because it's my own page and I still have to hit my goal. But the Les Average Mo's one is just as good. All the money goes to the same place. And our goal is almost there. We're getting pretty close. I still haven't donated myself yet. So I know there's a little bit of wiggle room. But if anyone has even just like $5 to send my way or to Movember, greatly appreciated. It's all for good cause. Men's health. It's very important.
Hit that shit up.
Getting the stigma out of here that men should be, you know, not worrying about their health.
If you even slightly care about mine and Dick's prostates, you'll donate.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Anyways, with that note, we'll actually let you go now. Thank you very much for listening to the Dick Van Mike Show, and have a splendid day.
Have a thrilling Thursday.
Good soup.